Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Luke chapter 15, starting in verse 1 and ending in verse 32. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Tax collectors and other notorious sinners often came to listen to Jesus teach. This made the Pharisees and teachers of religious law complain that he was associating with such sinful people, even eating with them. So Jesus told them this story. If a man has 100 sheep and one of them gets lost, what will he do? Won't he leave the 99 others in the wilderness and go to search for the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he will joyfully carry it home on his shoulders. When he arrives, he will call together his friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me because I have found my lost sheep." In the same way, there is more joy in heaven over one lost sinner who repents and returns to God than over 99 others who are righteous and haven't strayed away. Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Won't she light a lamp and sweep the entire house and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she will call in her friends and neighbors and say, "Rejoice with me because I have found my lost coin." In the same way, there is joy in the presence of God's angels when even one sinner repents. To illustrate the point further, Jesus told them this story. A man had two sons. The younger son told his father, "I want my share of your estate now before you die." So his father agreed to divide his wealth between his sons. A few days later, this younger son packed all his belongings and moved to a distant land, and there he wasted all his money in wild living. About the time his money ran out, a great famine swept over the land, and he began to starve. He persuaded a local farmer to hire him, and the man sent him into his fields to feed the pigs. The young man became so hungry that even the pods he was feeding the pigs looked good to him. But no one gave him anything. When he finally came to his senses, he said to himself, "At home, even the hired servants have food enough to spare, and here I am dying of hunger. I will go home to my father and say, 'Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you, and I am no longer worthy of being called your son. Please take me on as a hired servant.'" So he returned home to his father. And while he was still a long way off, his father saw him coming. Filled with love and compassion, he ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you, and I am no longer worthy of being called your son." But his father said to the servants, "Quick, bring the finest robe in the house and put it on him. Get a ring for his finger and sandals for his feet. And kill the calf we have been fattening. We must celebrate with a feast, for this son of mine was dead and has now returned to life. He was lost, but now he is found." So the party began. Meanwhile, the older son was in the fields working. When he returned home, he heard music and dancing in the house, and he asked one of the servants what was going on. "Your brother is back," he was told, "and your father has killed the fattened calf. We are celebrating because of his safe return." The older brother was angry and wouldn't go in. His father came out and begged him, but he replied, "All these years I've slaved for you and never once refused to do a single thing you told me to. And in all that time you never gave me even one young goat for a feast with my friends. Yet when this son of yours comes back after squandering your money on prostitutes, you celebrate by killing the fattened calf." His father said to him, "Look, dear son, you have always stayed by me, and everything I have is yours. We had to celebrate this happy day. For your brother was dead and has come back to life. He was lost, but now he is found." Once again, that was Luke chapter 15 verses 1 through 32 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. God pursues the lost. He doesn't sit from afar waiting for broken lives to fix themselves. He searches for the lost, rejoices when they are found, and himself heals broken hearts. God pursues the lost and calls his followers to do the same. All three of the stories in this chapter involve God, who is compared to a shepherd, woman, and father, seeking the lost and rejoicing when they are found. The Pharisees criticized Jesus for pursuing the lost. They expected sinners to change before they were accepted. Jesus pursued sinners and saw them change through a relationship with God. Jesus was inviting the Pharisees into joy. Jesus came to seek and save the lost, and he invites us to join in his mission and celebration. In the parable, we don't know if the older brother came inside. Jesus left the story open so that the Pharisees could answer with their own choice. Would they join Jesus in eating with sinners and celebrating? Or would they stay outside, angry and pouting? They answered with their actions, and so do we. We are called to join the mission of Jesus in pursuing the lost. Evangelism is tough and can include rejection, and so many Christians just don't do it. Jesus is challenging us to share his love, care for people's needs in his name, and take the time to listen genuinely and pray with people in their struggles. Our world so desperately needs his hope and truth. Christ is still seeking to save the lost. Join his mission and experience his joy. Make a commitment to share his love every day. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. What is a lesson from these stories that you want to live out this week? How can you be more intentional about pursuing the lost? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.